out of my room, dweeb. I've had a god awful day and I'm not in the mood for you to blast TikToks in my ear all night long. You should really stop looking on TikTok just for eye candy. Defensive? Why? I don't care what you do, but goddamn, you can be obnoxious. For God's sake, just because I'm moody, it doesn't mean I'm on my period, alright? You're giving me a damn headache, now just buzz off. I should be nice to you, and why would I do a stupid thing like that? You what? I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, why would I, out of, like, everyone, do cosplays? That's weird. Packages? Oh, yeah, so apparently I'm not allowed to have nice clothes to go out with friends with. Yeah, when we went to Anime Expo, so what? Doesn't mean I'm some kind of TikTok harpy now. What are you doing on your phone? That could clearly be anyone. She has a layer of makeup on, and do I look like I wear makeup? Panda eyes? You aren't even supposed to know what panda eyes even mean. Maybe if you didn't rake around in the bathroom so much, I'd actually know where the damn makeup remover is. So, just leave me alone. You're freaking me out. I hate when you smirk. Just get out or I'm telling Mom when she gets home. You wouldn't dare tell them. It's not like I'm doing anything wrong. I just get dressed up and dance to music. Thirst traps? You're accusing me of thirst traps. You're just mad you don't get any attention off ladies and taking your frustration out on me. Don't you call her. Alright, I'll stop shouting, just calm down. If you tell Mom, she will ground me, and I'm not interested in staying in the house for a few weeks straight. She would also get me to delete it. But I've been really enjoying it as a hobby. I said, I've been really enjoying it as a hobby. It's a fun outlet. The wigs, the costumes, doing a goofy dance, or like stitching with other creators doing the same theme. You know how I went and, I quote, camping with some friends a few months back for like a long weekend? I was at Anime Expo with them. It was such a blast, being surrounded by people who enjoy my hobbies, recognize my costume. I made so many friends and took so many photos, but I hide it all. I don't really want Mom knowing and worrying about it. You know what she's like? Always doom-scrolling on Facebook, just one negative article after another. I think if she found out that I was into this stuff, she would forbid it for my safety. But I'm not dumb, I promise. I only talk to legit people and have never shown my face without makeup. Be honest with me. Do you think you would have even recognized me in that video if we were just casual friends or whatever? Like, no, you clearly recognized my room, so you were able to put two and two together. I mean, I do have some plushies in the background. I got them as a gift from my internet friends. We, exchange plushies every Christmas without fail. Didn't you ever wonder why I got into them all of a sudden? So, please, just promise me you won't tell Mom. Unironically, I don't think I could live without this. You've seen how miserable I am with schoolwork and everything. This is what makes me happy, what makes me excited in the morning, and I don't want that taken from me because I've been an ass to you, so please, let's just talk about this. I'm willing to clean your room twice, and you can have my dessert for 1 week if you're feeling that greedy. Oh, come on, how is that not enough? I know for a fact you have a little sock pile growing. Mom told me about it. You're not the only one with a secret. all right, I'm sorry. If you don't want me to clean your room, then what could I even do to convince you to zip it? What do you like? What are you passionate about? I could even buy you something to bribe you. With what money? Didn't you see my account? I'm in the creator program. I get like $200 a month. That's how I can buy new costumes. Add in the occasional fan dressing me up, but that's a story for another day. Nothing. So what is it? Name your price. One of the videos. So you've known for a few days now. What video are you talking about? This one? Oh, this was like, an ASMR roleplay? I was pretending to put the listener in a trance and give them, like, positive affirmations. Wait, you're into ASMR? I only kinda did it because a lot of my fans requested it. There's like a karaoke stream, and, well, role plays. They like when I pretend I'm in character, but give a more caring and positive twist to their stories. So is it ASMR that you're asking me to do on you in order to get your silence? I guess you haven't exactly left me with much choice, since this is the only thing you've named. All right then, so what exactly are you looking for? Can you maybe show me a video or something? Oh, you just tell me. Well, all right then. So are we just gonna like start right now? Oh, before you sleep. Well, I guess that makes sense. So I'll see you tonight then. If that's okay that you leave me alone because I'm actually still quite moody, so I'm gonna get a bubble bath to calm down. Bye, I guess. Is this really happening? Why on earth would he suggest ASMR of all things? I offered to buy him stuff that he wants. I mean, who wouldn't take that offer? It's not like he's working right now, so that was quite literally the easiest money of his life. And he picks ASMR? Like, what does he want me to do? I hope nothing weird. I'm noping right out of there if he's into those weird triggers. Ooh, that's my brother. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about that icky stuff. Well, I better think about going to his room. It's already 9 p.m. Well, was I really sitting in here for that long? I'm gonna be a damn prune.
Going on between us. I brought some things with me in a bag.
up your ear.